WHYY-TV viewers who tune in Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for Lydia's Kitchen are quite familiar with the celebrity chef, author, and restaurateur Lydia Bastianich. On Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th at 8 in the evening, WHYY-TV will debut the PBS special Lydia Celebrates America, Home for the Holidays. And Lydia has now come to our home, WHYY Studios. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Dave.
The title is so timely this winter season, Lydia Celebrates America, where there's so much back and forth over refugees and immigrants and rights and wrongs. And What a beautiful message of this program that we are all Americans and we all come from someplace else.
Exactly. Yeah, this is my fifth one-hour special that I did for PBS. And it always, Lydia Celebrates America in some way. The mixture of people that make America, that make the great country that it is. And we have to cherish that and we have to celebrate that. I was born in Italy and I came here when I was 12. And I'm very American, but I can be Italian too and speak my language and with no problems. And this is what America allows us all to do.
We'll talk about your celebrity guest list, but as you brought up your past, yes, you came here at age 12, but there were some tough years between 10 and 12.
Yeah, right after World War II. So Istria, where I was born, was given to the newly formed communist Yugoslavia. And for the first 10 years of my life, I was caught in that situation. In 1956, as a family, we went into a political refugee camp in Trieste, San Saba. It is now a museum there.
A former concentration camp during World War II.
It was. The Nazi used it as a... And we stayed there for 2 years. And then in 1958, Dwight Eisenhower opened immigration for people fleeing communism, and we came to the United States.
So now let's get to that renowned dinner table. And you already cited her. The highest profile guest is your 94-year young mother.
Somehow she steals this show, David. I don't know why, but it's just great. I mean, she still lives with me. You know, the courage that it took for them to take their children and go into the unknown. And, you know, with all that's happening today, I can't help but, you know, just rethink and reappreciate ever more.
So you're a young girl around age 12, and in your neighborhood in New York, there's a bakery owned by a Mr. Walken, and lo and behold, he has a son named Chris.
Right. So, you know, I was 14, and they were right across, and I was looking for a little pocket money, you know, here, an immigrant, you know, and I went in, and I lied. I was a big girl, and I said, I'm 16, and I'm looking for a weekend job, and they did. They gave me a sales group job for Saturdays and Sundays, and then that's how I met the family. Then my mother came to work there, so we've been family friends ever since.
Gosh, in the broader sense, could we say this was the first time you made money working with food?
I think it is. Yeah, it is. But Dave, you know, this event that ultimately culminated in all of my special guests and friends sitting at a Christmas dinner table at my house. Christopher Walken, Rita Moreno, Ann Curry, Padma Lakshmi, Mark Samuelson, and Carlo Ponti Jr.
That's pretty much an A-list.
Oh, they're great. They're icons in the American culture. And yet, you know what? They all went back to their ethnicity, to their childhood, for their favorite things. And when Christmas came around the table, they all came out with a special dish that they like.
Ann Curry, mother Japanese, and I believe she took you shopping and picked up something called natto, which is fermented soybeans, and she puts it on pasta and everything else,
she
and it reminds her of mom.
Yeah, exactly. Her mom married an American soldier, and so she had both cultures, but when the holidays came around, was rice, because her mother was a rice grower. And so rice was always at the table like bread. And when the holidays, no matter what, she said she has an English husband now and, you know, the prime ribs and the whole works. But she says, I have to have my rice. That brings me back home, back to the memory, back to my mother when I was a child.
And yes, each guest comes from a different heritage. Marcus Samuelson, born in Ethiopia, raised in Sweden, came to America as a teen. He says he has a Jewish aunt and Korean cousins and French Canadian cousins.
Yes, yes.
What a story.
Yeah, he's really unique. And so when I said, Mark, we discussed what is your favorite, your comfort food when Christmas comes around? meatballs, Swedish meatballs. He didn't go to Ethiopia. He went to Swedish meatballs.
To which you said, I know a thing or two about meatballs.
There we go. So we kind of dueled it out with meatballs.
He said he came to America. He said he was robbed. He loved that, too. It was a quintessential American experience.
He has that spirit. I mean, he came to America ready to go, roaring.
Rita Moreno had a different kind of experience. She found New York to be outright hostile, and then going west to Hollywood found that she was very quickly stereotyped until she emerged in her famous role in West Side Story.
Exactly. And I think she came here, just her and her mother. So maybe, you know, being a single parent, family also was difficult for her. She came here young. But, you know, I met her only later in life. But when I came as an immigrant here, you know, West Side Story was the movie. And I used to watch that movie. And I said, you know, I'm going to be just like that, in Bobby Sox and dancing rock and roll and all of that. So I really connected with her as a young teenager coming to America and kind of getting acclimated.
Padma Lakshmi, a model, a TV host, and she put it most eloquently. She says, I'm totally American and I'm totally Indian, and it wouldn't be any other way because put it all together and that's who she is.
Yes. I mean, if there was one common denominator, they all appreciated and loved being American and really related being that part of them. But, you know, with Padma, I went to India, Chennai. That's where she's, you know, southern India. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful because I was taken by her into her childhood.
Carlo Ponti Jr., what an esteemed family. Orchestra conductor. What did he conduct and lead in the kitchen?
Well, he wasn't a great cook, but he's a great eater. So he said that one of the favorite dishes that his mother made, pizza, meatball, and linguine clam sauce. So with the chef, myself, whenever we got in the kitchen, we made some linguine clam sauce, and he just loved it. He adored it.
Some of the takeaways from Lydia Celebrates America, you say quite succinctly, food is a common denominator. Food breaks down all the barriers. Food is the universal language.
It is. I know in our Italian family, I mean, everything happens at the table because it is a special place.
The ever-busy Lydia, you've just written another book called Lydia's Mastering the Art of Italian Cuisine. Mm. I'll just ask on behalf of those who might wonder about the book, is it always a no-no to open up a box of pasta and prepare that way? Should it always be freshly made?
No. Where did you get that idea?
No, I'm just saying...
Maybe one would think that if you make homemade pasta, you put all that effort and it is lighter and whatever. But nothing beats a good pasta, a dry spaghetti with linguine, with clam sauce or something. I just adore dry pasta. And it's easy. You can pull it together quickly. So no, absolutely. Food does not need to be complicated. And I really enjoy demystifying and presenting it. I mean, in here, I have over 400 recipes. And some are traditional, some are Italian-American, some are the innovative. So the basic recipes that you expect are here. But I have all about the techniques, you know, braising, steaming, boiling, roasting, dry roasting, wet roasting, grilling, you know. And once you understand the techniques, then, you know, you have a piece of meat or fish. Oh, I'm going to grill it. I'm going to sear it. I'm going to whatever. And so these kind of things are all throughout the book.
I have so many more questions, but now I'm salivating. I can't go on. You've been very generous. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, David.
Lydia Bastianich, her TV special, Lydia Celebrates America, Home for the Holidays, airs Thursday, December 24th at 8 in the evening. Her new book is called Lydia's Mastering the Art of Italian Cuisine, Everything You Need to Know to Be a Great Italian Cook.